Welcome to the program, Integrity in Business, live on Radio Sandy Springs at 1620 on your AM dial. We stream live on the net at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvard, the energy doctor and intuitive life and business consultant. I'm the author of Life is a Perception, What's Yours, How Your Thoughts and Beliefs Determine Your Life. On our program today, we're speaking with business owners and entrepreneurs who either left corporate America to start their own business or are in business following their dreams and their passions. Today we have with us Sharon Cameron. Sharon is the co-developer of the Cameron Method. She's the author of the book Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. Sharon is a registered hypnotherapist, and together with her husband and colleague, Dr. Clark Cameron, they translated the Cameron Method into CompuMind, which is an interactive software. Sharon introduced the Cameron Method and the releasing strategy to the field of hypnotherapy, speaking at the American Institute of Hypnotherapy conventions. She has participated in numerous radio and television shows about the Cameron Method and has led workshops and seminars for corporations, churches, and other groups on stress release, success, permanent weight loss, and selling. You can check out her website at www.compumind.com. Also, her phone number is 770-331-0131. Sharon, thank you for being with us today.
Well, actually, that phone number was 333-0131.
Okay, good. We'll have to say that again.
But I'm really happy to be here.
So talk to us about the Cameron Method. What is the Cameron Method in your words?
The Cameron Method is a twofold process of one, being able to get into your subconscious while you're in a conscious state, and finding out where you stand emotionally on all sorts of issues. And then the other process is being able to change it.
So how do you help people with the Cameron Method? Give us some examples.
Well, working one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will come and work with me either over the phone.
Right.
We can do it. Or directly. And we'll take them through a mind map and actually get where you stand percentage-wise on total positive feelings about, say, a parent,
right?
Positive feelings and total negative feelings that you feel towards anyone important in your life, not just anyone, also on issues. And then we get a whole page of percentage of fear,
right,
about issues.
So how does that work, Sharon? Do you sit down, or are you hooked up to a computer? How does the actual process work?
The actual process is we have a method of accessing the subconscious. It's using what we call an indicator. It's an ideomotor response, a movement through the fingertips. And actually, this process is out of, it's a hypnotherapeutic history,
right,
to it. And it is a mechanical biofeedback, all right? It's a movement through the fingertips that you can get to
it's
get
like
a yes.
Like a pulse through the fingertips.
Almost.
Right.
It's something to bypass the conscious mind,
mm-hmm,
and that's what you want, because our busy conscious mind is
really busy.
Yakety yakety yak. Well, you know, my husband used to say, the rational mind is there to rationalize,
right,
your subconscious programs.
Right.
Okay. So something to get that out of the way, because we're busily trying to figure out or consciously deciding all kinds of things that really might not have anything to do with anything.
That's true. Grocery lists, other things, right?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's we are rationalizing it out. I just had a woman who had a major life program started when she was in second and third grade. She came in really depressed and some other things, and she saw me in a workshop, and that's why she came in. And we were tracking back to find out what was causing this lifelong depression. She was 51,
right,
okay?
Right.
And it came back to in second grade, she had had a trauma. She had fallen off this the swinging bars,
mm-hmm,
you know, the hanging bars, And
like the jungle gym.
They used to call them monkey bars. Mm-hmm. And she'd fallen off of that, and she'd hit her face going down the steps and bloodied herself and, you know, did terrible things to her teeth and all. But the trauma that happened was when she landed at a heap at the bottom of it, she had a daycare worker come out, and you'd think, well, that she was going to console and help this little child. She grabbed her by the arm, dragged her off, yelling at her all the time, saying, if you weren't such a monkey, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So she went through operations on her teeth, and, you know, it was a traumatic time. Okay, pass on then to third grade. In third grade, she was fidgeting in class. And the teacher, this is a separate teacher, you know, a separate person. The teacher says, you're just such a monkey. Go back to the back of the room, and I don't want to hear another thing from you. And what happened to the girl is she flipped into a hypnotic state. This is an imprint.
Right.
And went back, and it just, everything went gray. And this was in New York, and this child, and where they have levels in school.
Mm-hmm.
And this child could not learn after that. If you are a monkey, you can't learn to read. You
right.
can't learn to do math. You can't learn anything. And they have levels there. And she ended up on the 16th level by 10th grade.
And what does that mean, the 16th
that
level?
That means the lowest of the lowest of the lowest level.
Right.
Where you would have, you know, retarded or
I see.
Just they because they had everybody in the system, but they had to put them somewhere. And since she could not, she was running on a hypnotic command.
Hmm.
And that's been running her whole life until she was 51.
Wow.
And she got here, and we could find that.
So how did you go about discovering that? Was it this through this method, correct?
Through with accessing with the indicator. We can not only get the judgments of percentages of where you stand, we can find out exactly why, and then we can change it.
So how did you get into this? How did this all start? What's the beginning of this process of how you learned to do this?
Well, this is the story of really my husband coming into my life. I was teaching a class on creating your own reality, so I was always into this and philosophy and things beyond the usual.
Right.
Finding answers.
Well, finding truth within yourself.
Yes. And finding a way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to my class. I literally treasure mapped for him, which is another story, but I brought him. He came from California and came to my class, and it went on from there.
So we'll have to come back and hear the rest of the saga, right, Sharon?
Oh, okay.
Of how this began. You're listening to the program Integrity in Business, live on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvar. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program, Integrity in Business, live on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvar, the Energy Doctor and Intuitive Life and Business Consultant. I'm the author of Life is a Perception, What's Yours? How Your Thoughts and Beliefs Determine Your Life. Today with us, we have Sharon Cameron. Sharon is the author of the book, Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. You can check out her website and also get a copy of the book at www.compumind.com. That is compumind.com. She also has tapes for sale on her website for weight loss. Those of you who are looking to lose some weight, she's got some interactive parts and also some tapes that will be able to help you do that. So Sharon, when we went to break, we were talking about the beginning of the Cameron Method, and you had met your husband, or he met you at a workshop. And so talk to us how all this came together for the two of you.
Well, I had come across this method of manifesting and had said, okay, I'll do this, and had written it up. And there was one line in it that I put in. I said, he's working with me for the spiritual evolution of mankind.
Sure. So you were trying to manifest a man. Is that what you were doing?
Well, yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
And a relationship.
And yes, had been divorced a little bit, and so I thought, okay, you know, I'll find this, I'll do this process. So I did, but it seems this little line in there where I said he's working with me for the spiritual evolution of mankind sort of brought this thing together. So be careful what you ask
for. That's for sure.
Because you might take on something that's very large.
That's right.
And so he came to the class. He started out from San Francisco right at that time, and it was a month later, and he came to my class. And had part of what became the Cameron Method, which was the accessing, and he had put the percentages together with it. And
was this a software-related program back then?
No.
Okay.
The process.
Okay.
The process.
He just had the process put together. Okay.
And
was he practicing the process as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was using a visualization process to change things.
Right.
So that changed after we got together.
Right.
And so we joined forces in all ways.
Right, right.
And really have always felt and known that this has been brought to us. This has been step by step. We even had one man one time call us up and say, can I come over and talk to you? And so we said, sure. And he sat in our den and said, I don't know why I'm here. Spirit sent me. You know, I mean, we had that sort of thing all the time.
Right.
And then he brought, you know, another piece of things. So connections all the time. So we came into this and then got the process developed into getting the releasing part. And then Clark, I must mention, my husband is deceased. He passed in 2004. But it has been very much linked into his genius. He was an absolute genius, spoke five languages, was trained in international relations as well as social psychology, PhD from the Sorbonne, and he was an inventor in so many ways. He was written up in futurist books.
Right.
And this is great. But it's also difficult when you're 20 or 30 years ahead of your time.
True. That's very true.
You have to
constantly explain.
It's just constantly.
Right, right.
And that's been this way. And so he's the one that said, we've got to get this into software. This is for software. And he wanted it voice interactive.
Right.
This was in 1980.
Wow, before computers were even on the scene. Yeah, yeah.
And in 85, we went to California to Silicon Valley with that expressly to find a way to get this into software so that, and we actually have that now. And we have gone through many, many years of how to get this out, and really we are coming into that right now.
So talk about the releasing strategy, which is a part of the Cameron Method.
Uh-huh.
Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, well, the releasing strategy is a strange thing. It's not affirmations. It's a conscious verbal technique.
Right.
It's not affirmations, and it's not visualization. It is it's more a flip side of affirmations, because what you're doing is using a releasing statement to move what's going on.
So it's like a declaration almost.
It's different. Releasing.
Okay.
Declaration is more an affirmation.
Okay.
An affirmation is, this is what I want to be so.
Right.
You know.
So what would be the releasing strategy, a verbal releasing strategy?
Okay. The releasing statement would be such as, I release my belief perception and judgment that.
Right.
Dot, dot, dot.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So instead of where an affirmation would say, you know, I am getting better and better every day. I am this. I am making $1 million a year.
Right.
These things. You never make an affirmation for something you believe.
Right. That's true.
That's why you're doing it.
That's right. And it's trying to change the subconscious mind to...
It's really beating on what... See, the problem is all these things work. Affirmations work. Visualization works. All these things work. The problem is when they don't work, it's your own inner blocks.
Right.
Of judgments and perceptions that you've put in there innocently.
Right.
Like this girl in second and third grade.
Right.
Having that get in there. Boom. That's an imprint. Well, you know, it's a hypnotic imprint.
I call them patterns of conditioning.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're just chock-a-block. They can get in there without, you know, without any understanding. As a child, how would you know any better? It's really, you have a lot when you have authority figures say things, such as a doctor or a teacher. You know,
right?
And
because I was getting ready to say, because I have no respect for authority. So well, something happened with me, I'm sure, when I was a child, because I have no respect for authority whatsoever. So I'm sure there was something to be said for that. But we'll go to break real quick, so I don't have to talk about that. So you're listening to the program Integrity in Business on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvard. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program Integrity in Business on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvard, the Energy Doctor, and I'm an intuitive life and business consultant. You can reach me at my website at www.energydoctor.biz. Today with us, we have Sharon Cameron. She's the co-developer of the Cameron Method. She's the author of the book, Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. Sharon is a registered hypnotherapist. You can check out her website at www.copymind.com. Sharon, before we went to break, we were talking about the releasing statements, and one of these in the book of your Designing Your Heart's Desire, I want to talk about this one chapter. It's called Releasing Your Parents. So this, I'm interested into how you came about writing this chapter, and tell us about this, because people would probably look at that and go, releasing my parents, why would I ever want to do that? And some people go, yay, let's go for it. So talk to me about why you wrote this, parent, and why releasing your parents, in your opinion, is something that you need to do to develop a healthy sense of adulthood.
Okay, you know, we're saying releasing my parents or your parents, and I want to clarify that's not kicking them out.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know,
this is releasing the judgments and getting to a state of, well, what we're after when we're working with you is 100% positive and 0% negative. When we're getting those measurements of 100 of positive and negative measurements, we're getting, you can have 100 positive and 100 negative on the same person.
Exactly.
At the same time. That's I love you, I hate you. And we're walking along with walking around with a lot of combinations that way. So the key thing is,
or been taught that way from childhood as well.
Well, yes, yeah. What we've learned.
Yes.
What we've learned
yes.
as we've gone along, and not every parent has been perfect. I've noticed.
Right. Or not all of us have been perfect parents as well.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's we are being run so much by those judgments that we made.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of this, well, I'm free of my parents because I know how bad they were. Well, no, that keeps them chained to you.
That's right.
And as long as you have those judgments, as long as you view that parent as that horrible monster, or varying levels thereof.
That's right.
You will continue to reproduce those kinds of people in your life.
Right. Or situations.
Yes. And particularly with mates.
Mm-hmm.
Or particularly in business.
Mm-hmm.
If you felt, well, we were just mentioning about authority.
Right.
You know, if you thought parents were using their authority unjustly, you cannot trust anyone.
Right.
In any authority position. So then you're worse than a rebel. You can be worse than a rebel. A little bit of rebel is fine. That's where we are.
Yeah. I don't say I'm a, I do appreciate authority, and I do love police officers. So I want to go back.
Oh, we do.
Say,
we do.
Yes.
But it's actually being able to get cooperation from other people, because they will pick that up.
Sure.
If you have, well, here we get back into what's negative emotion. And when you have hate or anger or any of that, hostile feelings towards anybody, they pick that right up.
Oh, sure they do. Either consciously or subconsciously.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to cooperate with you, and they're going to be suspicious of you, because there's the underneath hostility is fear.
Yes.
Okay, it's fight or flight. Mm-hmm. There's no argument on this. This is what is there. So any of these tough guys that think they're being so tough, yelling names and stomping their feet or shooting their guns.
Right.
This is all coming out of fear.
Right.
And
it's the child inside that's fearful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And as you see with the massacres and all lately.
Yes, yes.
This is just the fear gone to the worst degree, into complete dementia.
Right.
And seeing his whole world attacking him, mm-hmm. and therefore he went out and mowed it down. He could not connect with anyone.
Right.
You know that. I mean, he couldn't look anyone even in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So that's direct fear. And people couldn't connect with him, too, because all he had a wall of fear around him.
Right.
So that's where fear gets us. Fear gets us into the worst states. All right. But if we're trying to get cooperation from anybody, if you're trying to get help from anyone, if you're trying to get anything to happen, we have to connect, because we're all in this together.
Well, aren't you basically, the law of attraction basically says that you're attracting whatever it is that you're, what's going on inside of your world. So, and business is just an extension of who you are, and your relationships are just an extension of who you are. So it's just, we're an educational school on a day-to-day basis. University of life.
Isn't life interesting? And that's exactly right. And you can be doing all the instructions that you're getting, affirmations and all that. Affirmations and visualizations and all the processes. And
right.
You can do these until the end of time. And
right.
If you've got the blocks in there saying an imprint, just in one imprint, you
right.
can have that. And it's experience. And there's a whole series of ways we get. You can be punishing yourself.
Sure.
For all kinds
of
things.
Yes.
You know, so you can just trip yourself up over and over and over again. And it looks like the rest of the world's doing it.
And it'll play itself out in every area of your life as
well. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about there's another chapter in the book, Designing Your Heart's Desire. We talked about, chapter 12 is letting go of job stress. Because I think a lot of people hold on to stress in their jobs, thinking that's what they're supposed to do for it to have some kind of meaning. So talk to us about letting go of job stress, because I think that's an important thing for people to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So say you're in a job you love, and you're being persecuted. I had one man when I was in California with this, and he was a mathematician and excellent at his work, and he had a crazy, you know, there's something called the Peter Principle,
right?
Where, and it happens a lot in engineering. I don't want to say any particular
right
field, but right. in engineering or in any area where they have expertise, they will promote people up into management positions, and they're really not managers,
right?
They shouldn't be dealing with people.
Right,
no, they
right.
should be dealing with the things,
right?
And which is part of aptitudes and all. But so this manager that he had was literally persecuting him, and it was because of his own problems. But it always is.
That's right. Never take it personally.
But yeah, you know, and he could not let go of the job because of other factors in his other beliefs in his own mind about
could
he
be a
had
Twitter
to stay there.
Or, right.
He had to stay there. And so you know, I worked with him, and he was able to deal with this fellow after that.
So we'll have to talk about your process with him, because I think that's an interesting one. I think a lot of listeners probably are in corporate America not loving what they – or maybe loving what they do, or maybe not loving what they do, trying to find a way out of that. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the program Integrity in Business. I'm Kim Colvard. Welcome back to the program Integrity in Business on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. On our program today, we're speaking with business owners and entrepreneurs who either left corporate America to start their own business or in business following their dreams and their passions. Today, we have with us Sharon Cameron. She is the co-developer of the Cameron Method. She's the author of the book, Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. You can check out her and her website at www.compumind.com. You can grab a copy of the book there, and also she has tapes for sale and an interactive software that is getting, it's being loaded up, correct, Sharon, as we're speaking?
It's just coming up.
Just coming up today. So let's get back to your example of the gentleman that was in a job and he needed to let go of his job stress, and you were helping him to release parts of himself so he could actually either stay there or leave. So what ended up happening with him?
Yes. We were working on finding out why. Well, first of all, when he came in, he was describing what he was going through, which was just disaster. I mean, the man was persecuting. He did want to get rid of him, because I gather because he was very threatened, because this fellow was so expert. And and he could have been triggering anything, God knows, for the other man. But so we accessed the subconscious and found out, you know, what were the key things holding him to this and why he was so stressed. I mean, he was about to quit. He was about to leave. And he really didn't want to, because it was a very good job he had.
So he enjoyed what
he
was
doing.
He
loved the company.
Yeah.
And he loved the work he was doing. But he was out of his mind with literally being persecuted in, even in meetings.
Right.
Things were going on. So it was, how could he deal with this guy and still survive and still stay there?
Mm-hmm.
So it was finding out what were the key things and it's almost always something different than what you consciously think.
That's true. And it's probably something that's interwoven throughout the subconscious. You can figure it out. It's all interwoven throughout the whole life.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about pain management, because you wrote a chapter in here on how to stop hurting when we deal with a variety of physical pains. How did the response therapy help with people that are actually in physical pain?
You know, this is so interesting. When we're working with physical problems of any kind, we always want people to have been the whole route with the medical end of things.
You
know, don't want anybody coming in and saying, well, you know, I've got something major. And
I just
say,
diagnosed,
oh, it's all in your head.
I was diagnosed with cancer today, so I'm
yes,
looking
right.
at
Yes, right. Let's remove it that way.
That's right.
No. This truly is. The mind is incredibly powerful, and it will create what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, as one of our clients said, you know, the trouble is you don't know what you
believe.
That's true. And we have a way of actually finding out what you believe and changing that if you consciously want to change it.
Right. Sometimes it serves great purpose to hold on to it.
Well,
like believing in some shape, form, or fashion, it serves some purpose for a period of time.
And that's called a benefit. That's a subconscious benefit. So you may be, you know, that's one of the keys that we look at. And if you have a subconscious benefit, you may have to be sick so you can stay home from school.
That's right. You learned that there. Yeah.
And you may have to be sick to be able to lie down.
Right.
If you have too hectic a life,
mm-hmm.
and you know your conscious mind says, I'm fine, I'll just keep running.
That's
I'll just
right.
keep running.
So your
I can
body
do
just,
it. I can do it. And then you just go.
And then there are people that don't like laying on the couch because they were sick, you know, and then they have all the other negativism that goes on as a result of beating yourself up because you are sick.
That's self-punishment.
Yes.
That's a self-punishment key. And
yes.
And we're great at that. We say you can be especially good at that if you were raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
or Jewish,
right.
or fundamentalist of any kind. Catholic, if you were identifying with the suffering,
right.
of Jesus.
Right.
Also, you know, you're born a sinner, and that will go with your fundamentalist of any kind, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got to be punishing yourself. And you take up where your parents left off, and you're much better at it.
That's true.
So exactly what can be the fitting punishment for the tiniest
thing. I always say
thing.
That there's no reason to punish people because people will do it for themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we know so much better how to do it.
That's true. So talk about the new software that you have that's being uploaded on your site today, actually, correct?
Well, actually, it is just being marketed. It is just being, we're coming up with a new version of it and it's just being marketed out with this very, very large marketing company. So, you know, any minute you're going to hear about this all over.
That's right. So basically, what is that? The internet, if I can go onto your website at into the CompuMind section, and so mm-hmm. what is it that I'm allowed to do there?
It will tell about the basic program that we've had and that it is being updated to the new version. So it'll give you some very good explanation of how it works. How it does work.
Right.
Is you sit down at the computer, it will lead you through questioning, and it will also teach you how to use the indicator and how to get those answers.
Right.
And so it has the field of questions. You plug in the answers, and then it'll come up with a graph on where you stand.
Right.
On relationships, on all kinds of things, business and different areas of life. And then if you don't like the graph, then you can say, maybe I'd like to do something about it. That's what's fun about this,
right.
this process. You know, in standard old-line therapy, it is, how do you feel about that? And, you know, rationally thinking through, the psychotherapy has been thinking through and trying to get insight into why you're doing these things. Well, that's just the first half of what we have.
Right.
You know, it used to be a lot of people, you'd go to cocktail parties and such, and people would be saying, I know exactly why I'm screwed up. You know, it was my mother or it was my father, and I know exactly why I'm screwed up. And then you go on like Woody Allen for another 20 years, continuing, all right? So...
I love that part. Well, we'll come back and we'll talk about why we're all screwed up, right? When we come back from break.
Can be.
That's right. You can be, and how to release that part of ourselves. You're listening to the program Integrity in Business live on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvar. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program Integrity in Business live on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvar, the Energy Doctor and Intuitive Life and Business Consultant. I'm the author of Life is a Perception, What's Yours? How Your Thoughts and Beliefs Determine Your Life. Today we have with us Sharon Cameron. She's the co-developer of the Cameron Method. She's also the author of this wonderful book called Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. You can check out her book and also at her website at www.compumind.com. And when we went to break, Sharon, we were talking about releasing ourselves from all the parts of ourselves that could be quote-unquote screwed up is how we called it. Let's talk about, there's a chapter in the book, too. We were talking about sex, what it is really all about. I thought,
that's a good one.
I have to just pull that one up right now. That perks everybody up. So talk to us about why this chapter is, what is sex really all about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly, this is integrity in business, right?
Most definitely. But, you know, sex is a part of
sex
all.
Sex is a part of life.
Yes, it is.
That's right. And, you know, the so much of of our perceptions in the world are caught up in this, and
yes.
and how to manifest the right partner for us. And
and you know, the interesting question when I have clients, when they talk about the right partner, and I have them articulate what the right partner would be, and I sit back sometimes and I think about, how do you know what the right partner is if you really don't know what the mechanism of who you really are and how you would actually create that? And the right partner in a long-going relationship is going to continue to change because you're going to continue to change. So how do you really create that to begin with?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Well, how we create it is we look at our parents.
Yes, we do.
And that gets back to
I married that the first time.
So there we are. Yeah. So you know, and it's rather insane that nature has us so reproducible at such young age before we have the mental input of
right.
experience
right.
to know that. So it is, as parents, we find if we could just do a brain transplant of all that we've been through, so that the next generation wouldn't have to go through that.
That's right.
Well, this is the closest to it, because where we mess up is not really what our parents did or said. It's what we picked up.
What we perceived.
And I love, you know, in your work, it's and in your book, saying mm-hmm. about the perceptions. It's mm-hmm. exactly what it mm-hmm. is. And so as we judge, you know, the Bible says, as you judge, so you be judged. Well,
right.
this gives you your life is your opportunity to make the Bible right.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is where you're going to play out those judgments and bring them right back to you. So I know this is talking about sex, but we started talking about sex, but it still is part of this whole thing.
Right.
And as we judge, particularly the parent of the opposite sex, then we will choose. How do we make those decisions? We choose on our first love objects, which are our parents.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who love us unconditionally, or they want to.
They try to, yes.
And we come in loving them unconditionally.
Right.
And then we learn, you know, some not so good things.
We learn that love is truly conditional.
Right, right. We may learn that.
Right.
And so they were learning what their parents taught them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're following, you know, Bible says also the sins of the parents are going to follow down to the umpteenth generation.
Right.
Well, that means literally the mistakes. By the way, sin means error.
Yes.
If anybody really wants to get back to it, it really means, folks, error.
Right.
So, okay, the errors that our parents had, taught by their parents, because they were doing the best they could with what they understood,
right.
which was taught by their parents and also by their life experiences. So it comes down to us, and then we're carrying on. So do we want to pass that on? Do we want to pass that on? Aside from suffering ourselves, do we want to pass that on to our own?
I think I'd rather pass on happiness and true passion and joy and all those wonderful things. Even though you're a human being, you might pass on a little bit of the other stuff.
Yeah.
But you really, I think this whole experience is about learning to be the healthiest.
Exactly.
And have the mind not play such a huge part in this experience.
Well, you want the mind to play a huge part, because once you that's the fun thing. This is the fun thing. Once you release these hooks,
right,
it will go to 100 positive.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
We never have to put the positive in there.
That's very true.
That's just what's being depressed by the blocks and the beliefs and the perceptions.
That's what people always ask me sometimes. They're like, Kim, how do you stay looking so young? You know, I'm pushing 50, and people say, how do you stay looking so young? I say, well, I think good thoughts. And I think that has to do with, you know, your radiant beauty or your inner beauty is all about how you feel about yourself and how you perceive your life. And if you perceive your life in a really wonderful way, I think it translates into the physicalness. Don't you agree?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And you now you are absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you must think really beautiful.
Well, I don't think I always was this way, but I think that it's translated as I've gotten older. So
yes,
I agree with that.
And you know, it's appreciating. This is something that's a very good point, because there's a few of us getting older in life. And, you know, my husband used to say, consider the alternatives, you know. Yes. So, you know, let's not fight.
Oh, I love getting
older. Getting. Yeah. And it. Well, there's an obsession. Have you noticed? There's a slight obsession in the media and all.
Oh, about people being older.
Everybody being 10 or 15.
Yeah,
not 10, but 15.
Yeah. You 15 mean 25. 25. Yes, I guess more 25.
I don't know. It seems to go back. But, you know, your thinking isn't there yet.
Right.
I mean, people are hooking up into marriages in their early 20s.
Right.
Which, you know, all of us did.
Right.
Yeah. And doing the best we could
right.
with what we understood.
At
but
that time.
We were replaying these things that we didn't know were there.
Right.
And it's, with maturity, sometimes you can get out of it. But as I said about the story with the 51-year-old woman, she had no chance.
Right.
She had no chance. She ruined a couple marriages with it and childhood, you know, relationship with child.
Right.
You know, it was
so luckily
disaster.
She found you.
Business and everything else. It was just a mess.
So luckily she found you and she could help herself and you got to be able to help
yes.
her.
Yes, yes.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the program Integrity in Business live on Radio Sandy Springs. I'm Kim Colvar. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program Integrity in Business on Radio Sandy Springs at www.radiosandysprings.com. I'm Kim Colvard, and today we're with Sharon Cameron. She's a co-developer of the Cameron Method. She's also the author of her book called Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. And I like that, the releasing strategy. Now I've got a clear framework which to understand that being different from affirmations, because I use releasing, I just didn't know what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I always use the verbiage of I now release something. So mm-hmm. let's talk about the Cameron Method, because you do this on the phone, correct? And people do call
yes.
you. Okay.
Yes. What we do is just send them the tools and the indicator and then explain how to use it and all.
So if somebody
work
wanted
with
to get
over the phone.
So if somebody mm-hmm. wanted to get in touch with you, they call you. They can get through the website, but the 770-333-0131.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was a client calling you and I say I wanted to make more money, because everybody wants to make more money, and I'm like, okay, let's make more money. So if I called you and said, okay, this is my intention. I want to work with you, and I want you to help me to release any blocks that are keeping me from making money. How would that work?
Right. Okay. We generally do a mind map, and that is getting all the numbers, all the percentages of where you stand on things.
And how would you do that over the phone?
That would be in a 3-hour session.
Okay.
And that is getting the base of everything that we work from there.
Okay. Would you do that 3-hour session all at one time, or would you break it up?
Well, generally, I would do it all at once.
Okay.
I can break it up.
Okay.
You know, it's just, it's been the easiest to do this.
Okay.
You know, this is so different from standard kind of, any kind of therapy or counseling.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because we have the measurement. Because we can always get to where you stand.
Right.
And then after we have that, then we're moving through getting underneath it to find out how many reasons and what they are causing that.
Yes, and that could take a while.
Okay, say you got 85, you know, you got 95 positive on mother and 85 negative.
Right.
Well, we're going to go after what's causing that.
Right.
And so then it can come up in, or how much fear about something.
Right.
And it'll come up with how many reasons causing that. And that can be under weight loss also, and
right.
relationships, and on and on. I mean,
so I would spend 3 hours with you on the phone, first
yep.
mapping it out,
yep.
and then what happens?
Then we work from there. I try to take one issue,
right.
just one issue
right.
that's bothering you, and change it right there.
Okay.
And because, as I say, we can measure, I lead you through the releasing of the exact things that are causing
the money
the
not being
beliefs.
Right.
Yes.
It could be something completely different, correct?
It can be whatever's in your head.
Right.
So,
right.
you know,
right,
all we're after for your conscious mind is you're curious as to find out what's there.
Right.
And so it's endlessly interesting, and I've worked down to very young ages, but particularly teenage was very interesting, because when teenagers come, you know, particularly one I'm thinking about, she said, "I've seen everything. You know, you're not going to show me anything. I've seen everything." And she loved it. Now, I mean, they always do, because it's your own.
Right. It's by your own
It's
making.
Your own mind.
Right.
And you see that.
Right.
And so anyway, but back to the process, we get how many reasons there are, what they are, and then lead you through the releasing process, the releasing strategy that we call it.
And the book does a lot of that, correct?
The book is there so that I wrote the book so that someone could pick up the book just on their own without doing the one-on-one or the software or anything else,
right,
and just use this.
Okay.
What I want eventually is for the releasing strategy to be as known as affirmations.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That it's understood as this incredibly powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
When you tie it to something that you know is causing or is a belief or is causing a problem,
mm-hmm,
when you tie that this releasing statement to it, it's fascinating, because if it's right on target, I've had people all the time lock up and not be able to say it.
Right.
Okay. Can't say it. Or they'll say, and then this is after saying lots and lots of statements, they'll say, "What did you say?"
That's right. They'll forget about it because it's already gone from their consciousness.
Exactly. Well, it's because the block is saying, no, you know, you can't.
Right.
You can't let go of this.
Right.
This is an operational program.
That's right. That's right. So, Sharon, thank you so much for being with us today. She is the co-developer of the Cameron Method. You can check out her and her website and get a copy of her book. Her book's name is Designing Your Heart's Desire, The Releasing Strategy for Personal Power and Peace of Mind. Her website address is www.compumind.com. That's CompuMind.com. Or if you want a one-on-one consultation with her, her phone number is 770-333-0131. So thank you, Sharon. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the program Integrity in Business, located at Radio Sandy Springs. We stream live on the net at www.radiosandysprings.com. We'll return next Monday at the noontime hour. Also, for the West Coast, European, and Australian listeners, this program will air again tonight at midnight to 1 a.m. Next up is Dr. Phil Adler. I am Kim Colvard, the Energy Doctor. You can reach me at my website at www.theenergydoctor.biz. Until next time, rest in reason, move in passion.